When it comes to building meaningful connections, when it comes to building meaningful or deep relationships, I think one of the best hacks is to only work with people that you like. Now, I know that may not be possible for everybody, depending on what stage of your career you're at. It's always a lot easier when you're more successful, when you've got more money, when you're more established, to be able to say, oh, I don't want to deal with that person, or I don't want to deal with the other person. And when you're at the beginning of your ladder, when you've not got much money, when you're hungry, you might have to deal with people you don't want to deal with or do things that you don't want to do. But in the main, if you can only deal with people that you like, then it's going to be much easier for you to build good connections with them, for you to be able to build deep relationships with them. And I would argue in that most areas out there, there's so many people who are, let's say, technically competent enough to be able to do whatever it is you want that person to do. And that's the reason why you're wanting to have a relationship with them, because they can do something that is offering something to you. There's so many people out there that you can find the ones you like and avoid the ones that you don't like. And I think as well, when you start building relationships with people that you like, they will then introduce you to other people, and invariably you will like those people as well. You know, very often I'll put, you know, big dinners together, or I invite people out to villas or on boat trips or whatever it may be. And one of the things that people always say to me is, I love it when I come with you because I always like the guest list. You know, you've never had anyone on the guest list that I don't like. And for me, that's not a skill, that's just almost like common sense, because I like people who are like me, or I like them for whatever particular reason it is I like them. So invariably, all of those people are very similar in some way. If I like this person and I like that person, then there's going to be some kind of common trait between them. So normally, if you're asking for introductions from somebody, or if you're meeting other people through somebody, then you're probably going to like those people as well. So I think to build great connections, it's very much easier to do it with people that you already like. And once you can build those connections with somebody you like, that is naturally going to lead on to more people that you're going to like too. And the more people you know, the more connections you make, the more collecting you're going to do.